It is election day here in Wisconsin. A state Supreme Court race as well as a chief justice referendum are the biggies today. There are also local elections, referenda out there as well. That said, only about 20% of the state's voters are expected to show up.
Maybe the problem is that elections and voting just aren't fun. But according to our next guest, they used to be. Open-air debates, festivals, street theater, and a lot more used to be part of a robust electoral culture. He says bringing those elements back would get more people excited about voting again and could be the shot in the arm our democracy needs, too.
Joining us now is Eric Liu. He's the founder and CEO of Citizen University and the executive director of the Aspen Institute Citizenship and American Identity Program. He's a correspondent for The Atlantic, where he recently wrote a piece called The Joy of Voting. Eric, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So elections, voting, are we in a rut, a doldrums when it comes to our political participation?
You know, in general, we are. We're in about a 50 or 60-year rut, which happens to be the 50 or so years that our national politics has come to be dominated by television. The more that particularly national politics became a thing that you experienced sitting back as a spectator on your couch through your TV screen, the more that what used to exist, this robust culture of really creative, face-to-face, playful, sometimes raucous participation around campaigns and elections, the more that culture basically withered away. And, you know, part of the argument that I make in this piece and that I would say is, you know, particularly apt on an election day like you're having in Wisconsin right now, is to remember that there used to be a better way, that elections weren't just this sterile, antiseptic thing that you mainly tuned out on TV and only, you know, 20% of us might go to an off-year election and actually cast a ballot. It used to be a thing where people participated because it was that the act of voting was part of a much bigger thing. It was part of being a community member and a co-creator of a community.
Can you describe it for us? What did it used to be like, this sort of festival atmosphere that you've described from the past?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about this from the nation's founding, from the earliest days of the Republic through the Civil War era, through the Progressive era, well into the 30s, at every phase in American life, elections used to just be not just focused on the casting of ballots on election day. They would be built up in sort of a carnival, festival atmosphere for weeks in advance, where you'd have street theater, parades, debates out in the open-air debates. You'd have rituals of people toasting and fasting and people celebrating their candidates. You'd have plays where people would be depicting candidates making the case for or against an issue or a cause. You'd have festivals. You have bonfires. It was just this sort of thing where people played, I guess is the simplest way to put it. And again, this was before mass entertainment and television, but it was not just about there were no better options for entertainment. It was also about the sense that voting was connected to a larger sense of belonging, belonging to a group, belonging to a club, belonging, yes, to a party, right? And this was a lot about partisan pride and people marching and expressing that. And so part of the belief that I think we've come to accept in American politics is that partisanship is inherently bad. Now, that's not totally true. When you have partisanship that leads to gridlock, like we see in Washington, D.C., where people are just on autopilot ideologically and not thinking for themselves, that's bad. But partisanship as a way of actually getting people to express their beliefs and to do them together in person, in public, in creative ways, that kind of partisanship I'm all for, and that used to be the rule in American politics.
Talking to Eric Liu about the joy of voting and how we've lost that joy, lost that festival atmosphere. And that's a part, he says, of why we have low turnout in many elections. Eric, how, if we decide we want to bring this back, how do we start? How do we bring this festival atmosphere of elections back to life?
Well, not to be too glib, but we start to bring it back is the answer. I mean, there's nothing magical about its disappearance other than habits changed. And habits can be rechanged. And I think the other thing that I would add is simply, you know, as with so much that's happening right now in terms of civic renewal in this country, start local, right? it's really hard to feel as an individual voter that you can create a wave of change in a presidential election. But
Eric, are you still there? We've lost Eric Liu. While we bring him on, we'll remind you we're talking to Eric Liu about the idea of bringing fun back to our politics, to our election systems, a festival atmosphere, plays, street theater. You can share your thoughts on this, by the way. Maybe you have an example from real life where you've encountered this kind of fun in elections. You can do that over at the Central Time Facebook page. No luck with Eric Liu so far. He's making the case that we're too... Our elections have gotten boring, I guess, is what he's saying.
And what about you? Do you think this sort of thing would get you interested in voting again if you've lost interest a little bit? Would this kindle the fires of democracy and get people surging to the polls to have a little street theater? He's also talking about having spirited discussions in pubs and debates, battles of the bands where one person represents a particular candidate or the other. All kinds of options there for rekindling this sort of festival atmosphere around democracy, or are we simply just too far around the bend, too cynical about politics, too into our own personal world and our devices?
You can call in and share your thoughts now while we try to get Eric Liu back on the line at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea, bringing the fun back into politics? 800-642-1234. Our guest Eric Liu has, in his piece, pointed toward the Tea Party and the Occupy movement of people who created this festival atmosphere, whether you agree with one or disagree with both politically. Do you think that they're good examples of engaging people with politics again? 800-642-1234. There's Eric Liu back with us. Eric, talking about how we can bring this era of fun back. And I was just mentioning, you pointed to the Tea Party and the Occupy movement of people who have created a more fun atmosphere of politics. Can you expand on that a little?
Sure. And sorry, my line got dropped there for a second. But, you know, in our modern times, I think, you know, number one, start local to revive this. But number two, you know, this is not a partisan or this does not belong to one side or the other. Both the Tea Party and the Occupy movements, I think, had some instinct about how to revive a sense of this playful participation, the theatricality, whether you're talking about the tri-cornered hats and the don't tread on me flags and the colonial garb that a lot of early Tea Party ralliers brought to their gatherings, or about the Guy Fawkes masks and the 99% iconography and the imagery and language that the Occupy organizers brought. They had a little bit of the spirit of, we're going to rally in the public square. We're going to be seeing each other. We're going to face each other. We're going to feel a collective strength of voice and creativity and agency. And, you know, I love both of those things just from the vantage point of citizen empowerment and citizen engagement. I mean, all my work.
Let's see if we can get one call in this quickly before we have to let you go. Jim and Tomahawk, you're up.
Well, thank you very much. One small item, since I grew up in a family with old people in the generations. My grandfather was born on St. Patrick's Day in 1862. Just my grandfather.
Wow.
So there were generations that kept skipping and skipping. So, you know, I go way back in just short order. Those lively and spirited dances and all of that, from what I get from my history, is that those were damn serious dances and festivals. These things were serious.
Jim, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Is there something to that, Eric? We may remember them as festivals, but they were serious, and we were pretty short on time.
You bet. I think, and that is exactly the combination of playful purposefulness that we need to bring back to the politics. It's not about fun and games. It's about being in a collective, shared, creative experience with each other that reminds us we're all in it together, whatever side we're on.
Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Eric Liu, founder and CEO of Citizen University. We've got a link to his piece, The Joy of Voting, on the Central Time Facebook page, and you can share your examples, your thoughts, maybe your hopes on the Central Time Facebook page as well.